Random House Audio presents Andrew's Brain by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by the author.
One. I can tell you about my friend Andrew, the cognitive scientist, but it's not pretty. One evening he appeared with an infant in his arms at the door of his ex-wife, Martha, because Briony, his lovely young wife after Martha, had died. Of what? We'll get to that. I can't do this alone, Andrew said, as Martha stared at him from the open doorway. It happened to have been snowing that night, and Martha was transfixed by the soft, creature-like snowflakes alighting on Andrew's New York Yankees hat brim. Martha was like that, enwrapped by the peripheral things, as if setting them to music. Even in ordinary times she was slow to respond, looking at you with her large, dark, rolling, protuberant eyes. Then the smile would come, or the nod, or the shake of the head. Meanwhile, the heat from her home drifted through the open door and fogged up Andrew's eyeglasses. He stood there behind his foggy lenses like a blind man in the snowfall, and was without volition when, at last, she reached out, gently took the swaddled infant from him, stepped back, and closed the door in his face. This was where? Martha lived then in New Rochelle, a suburb of New York, in a neighborhood of large homes of different styles, Tudor, Dutch colonial, Greek revival, most of them built in the 1920s and 30s, houses set back from the street with tall old Norway maples, the predominant trees. Andrew ran to his car and came back with a baby carrier, a valise, two plastic bags filled with baby needs. He banged on the door. Martha, Martha. She's 6 months old. She has a name. She has a birth certificate. I have it.